night on Real Ghost Stories Online, they were playing with a Ouija board when the name Carl kept coming through. Later that night, a dark, very tall figure appeared. He then discovered that his mother had an uncle, Carl, who'd passed away, who was also very tall. Was it that Carl who was making an appearance?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802. Is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. Get ad-free content on Apple, premium channel there, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, we were talking a little bit about how fast summer goes by. You've got a vacation planned. Mm-hmm. I had a little vacation like a week or two ago.
Yeah, what'd you
and,
do?
Well, I took about 5 days off in a row, including a weekend. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those guys that takes me a while to get out of work mode.
Yeah.
So actually, I had a Thursday through Monday off. Thursday and Friday, I worked. Basically, by the time I hit Sunday, I was completely not working. Then Monday came around, and you know, sometimes working in radio or doing what we do every day, you've got to prep for the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So I started working again on Monday, and I really only got Sunday off. So then I walked away and I'm like, oh, I'm so angry with myself, but it's kind of that way. And I got to get better at vacationing.
Yeah. You got to just kind of disconnect as much as you can. And sometimes you have to like physically disconnect, like turn the phone off, mute it, do something, and just completely stay away from it. It's hard though. I mean, coming back from my vacation, the whole time I was the day that was all flights on the way back, I'm just sitting there the whole time, like researching stuff for the shows and putting things together and getting caught back up on all the crime stuff. And it's hard, but I did try to not do much of that while I was in queue lines for rides at Disney, which also opened up a lot of windows of time to like pull out the phone and go, I could work on this right now. But I'm like, nope, I won't.
I'm glad that you're able to not deal with that stuff. That's good.
It's taken a while to break me of it. It really has. Years ago, I would always get criticized for it, where it's like, can you just stop working? It's like, well, if you'd like to continue having a roof over your head and eating, the answer to that is no. Quite honestly,
sound just like me.
Look, I'd love to, but the answer to that is no, unfortunately. But
sounds
yeah.
just like me.
I know. That is what it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to our caller and hear a real ghost story. Let's take a listen right here. Hi.
Hi, guys. My name is Tyler, and I'm calling from Ontario, Canada. I've called into the show before, but I thought I would call back tonight. This is a really weird experience that just happened to me, and then it kind of made me think of other stuff that's been happening recently. So it's not like a full-on single story of like this happened and it's because of this. It's more like this happened and now I realize that other stuff has kind of been going on in the lead up to this. So to give you a little bit of a backstory, my house, I've been here for about 18 years now. I've lived here with my family. And when I was younger, they say like kids see more and kids, you know, are kind of more open to the supernatural. And I really do believe that because when I was younger, I used to really sense things around me a lot more than I do now. And I think a lot of it is when you grow up. Like right now I'm 21, almost 22 this summer. And I'd say like the past few years, I've kind of been closed off to the supernatural, not necessarily through choice, but more through just getting older and developing more of kind of an awareness for what your life is like. And I don't know how to explain it, but it's more like you kind of know what to expect in the world and you're not really as open to things that you might have been open to at a younger age because you were still kind of experiencing everything for the first time, if that makes sense. So this house, I've seen a lot of things. I don't know the history of the land. I know that this house was built not too long ago, so it's not, you know, super old and haunted because someone lived here before and, you know, and they're attached to the house. At least I'm not aware of that. So it's really strange to me because I've always wondered, like, where is this stuff coming from? Where, like, why was I seeing all this? Was it just my imagination? You know, was it something that I was just kind of projecting from my mind? But at the same time, I don't think it was, because I look back now and I realize that that was more than I could imagine at that age when I used to see things. So to get into some of the things I used to see as kind of like a backstory, I literally used to see people inside of my house that were not really people. I remember one time I was in the basement. I looked over to the other side of the basement because you can kind of see under the unfinished stairwell. And I saw what looked like a man standing there. And I remember it looking like a family member who had passed away a while back. And I ran upstairs and I told my parents, I said, hey, I saw this guy down here. He was dressed like this. He looked like this, about this tall. And they said, that sounds like the relative that had passed away. So I'm not sure, you know, who I saw or if that was even real, but it was definitely really creepy. And that was just one of the times that something happened here. Another time was when I was sleeping with a friend in my basement, like a sleepover. I was in high school. It was kind of one of the last sleepovers I ever had. And I remember we were down here in the unfinished basement, and we were like staying up late and everything. And we were playing on a Ouija board, and we kept getting this name. The name was Carl. We kept getting that name no matter who we said. Like, we kept saying, who's here? You know, who's here? We kept trying to contact different spirits, different entities, and we kept getting that same name. And when we kind of asked more questions, Carl said that he was very tall. He said, I just forget all the details, but I just remember he was saying a lot about himself that kind of gave us an idea of who we were talking to in a way. And I remember when we went to sleep, we were sleeping in our sleeping bags, kind of in a little corner of the basement. We made like some walls around it with some random storage bins. And I woke up in the middle of the night. And this was, I don't know why I woke up, but this was like the very, you know, dead of night, probably like 5 a.m. because we went to bed. Well, I guess that's kind of like the morning, but we went to bed pretty late that night. And I just remember waking up when it was still dark outside and there was no light in the basement at all. My friend was still sleeping, and I looked up and saw a very tall shadow standing in front of me. And I still remember that to this day. And I fell right back asleep because I think I was, you know, just so tired that even though I just saw something in front of me, I wasn't really able to process it until the morning. And when I woke up, I went and told my mother, I told my mom, and I said, hey, I saw this really tall shadow and we were talking to a Ouija board the night before. His name was Carl, and all this was the details he was giving us. And she actually told me that she had a uncle who was named Carl. And she verified this story with me. She gave me actual information about him. And unfortunately, he had passed away many years before when he was pushed off a bridge. But he was actually very tall. And a lot of the details from that incident with the Ouija board and who I saw, that shadow I saw, actually aligned with this story about this guy named Carl that she knew and was her uncle. So, you know, that was really creepy. And there's just been other times, like I've been upstairs in my parents' room going through there to the bathroom, and I would literally see people standing in the corner. Even to this day, I still see kind of like vague silhouettes. Like, it used to be more detailed when I was younger, but now it's just kind of more of a presence in the back corner. Especially in the dark, you can definitely tell something is there. And this kind of plays back into the fact that I think, you know, younger kids have more of a sense for this stuff because, like I said, it used to be more detailed. I used to see more detailed figures, and now it's just more like a presence. But, you know, to this day, I'm literally still feeling things in the house, not as much as I did when I was younger, but I think things are still here. And, you know, quite recently, I've been kind of wondering, like, I was thinking about it again, you know, where did all this go? Like, why did it stop? And why have I stopped experiencing it? And I've been doing some research into it, and that's kind of where I found out about younger kids being more susceptible. And then just tonight, and the reason I called in is because I was in my basement again. This is actually where I'm calling from. It seems like everything happens down here. And I was, I don't know what I was doing. I think I was on my iPad, and I looked over, and literally as I look over at the one wall, and sorry for all these noises, it's just pipes if you hear that in the background. I looked over at the wall, and I literally see a little hook on the wall and a very light cardboard thing hanging on it fall off the wall and onto the floor. And it almost looked like something grabbed it and pulled it. And I went over and I checked the hook to see why it fell off. And it was a hook that, it's one of those like sticky hooks that sticks to the wall. It's like, I don't know, it's got like a sticky back on it. And the stick was still on the wall, but the hook was not. And it's very odd that they would come apart like that, because when I put the hook back on the wall, I tried pulling it off, and you have to pull it with a lot of force to get it to remove itself from the sticky part. So that's what really made me wonder. I was like, did something just pull it off the wall to get my attention? So yeah, I mean, it feels like maybe this stuff is coming back. I don't know. Summertime always seems like stuff picks up in terms of like activity. At least that's how it's been in my younger years when I was like a young kid and a teenager. But I'm very interested to see if this is just the beginning of some paranormal activity or what's going on. But I thought I would call in because summer ghost stories are really fun. And I really enjoy your show. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. I'd love to hear what you think about my experiences. And sorry this wasn't like a story, but it was kind of more of a series of events that I just wanted to talk about. I may have talked about them before, but definitely this new one I've never called in about just until now. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for sharing that experience with us. What's your thoughts on that?
I will say that in my experience, I've had a lot of people say to me that once they realized that maybe when they were younger, they were having experiences, and as they got older, it stopped. And the whole understanding that maybe as youngsters, we're more open to that or less skeptical, and so more stuff comes to us. When people actually come to that decision in their life, where they come to that kind of conclusion, stuff starts picking up again. So I'm not surprised by that at all. I am interested in why maybe for this individual, summertime seems to hold more energy. I don't know that I necessarily have a theory on that, but of course we had the summer solstice not that long ago, and there is heightened energy around that. So interesting story.
I don't usually think of spooky stuff in summer. I don't know why. It's just, I don't know. It's a brighter time of the year. The other three seasons, yeah, I can get it. But I mean, it's not like it stops. It doesn't come to mind that often until you walk into, you know, at home, and it's loaded with Halloween stuff on June 15th.
Is that your house right now?
Not my house. No, at home, the store at home.
Okay. I thought you meant at home, your house. I was going to say, well,
I'm
not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
That'd be a bit much right now. Now, I'm just enjoying summer. I'm ready to do it when it's time. But then me and Harp went into the store at home the other day. It was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And main thing, you walk in, it's giant skeleton, it's gravestones, it's everything. And I was just like, it's not even 4th of July.
but you know what? I'm okay with it. There's nothing better than when the fall stuff comes out. I am totally okay with that.
I love it. But I mean, I sound like my mom now. She used to complain about it when they'd have this stuff out in like September. She'd be like, can we wait till October? Now, by the time October rolls around, it's not even in the store anymore because they've already moved on to like Easter.
You know? Right, exactly. That is true. But you are sounding a bit like your mom in many ways.
I don't want to sound like my mom in any way, shape, or form. But I don't know, beginning of June, I think a little early for Halloween stuff, just a little bit. And it's more so because when the season gets here, I want to be able to go to the store and find it. Not where it's all Santas and everything by that time when I'm deciding I want to get some more stuff, and it's usually all gone by then.
If you find yourself saying something like Harper in that kind of tone, then you know you're really like your mom.
Oh, shit.
Tony?
Harper? Are you getting in the way? Are you... Is he okay at the radio station? Is he bugging you? Is there anything? Should I come pick him up? I know I make this call to you every single day of the week for the last year, but I just want to make sure. Just want to make sure he's not in the way.
No, no, Mrs. Tony's mom. Everything's fine.
Literally, it happened all the time. Every day of the week, I'd get it there. And there's a phone call. It's your mom.
Oh, crap.
Oh, good times, good times. Let's 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. If you want access to our episodes ad-free and get advanced episodes as well in our full archive, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, check us out on Apple Podcasts on our premium channel, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.